This is Art Dirt, Ray Dude, coming to you from New York City. Art Dirt, Ray Dude. Downloads? You for assembled cinema?
From 7,000 and up to 10,000.
Jesus, yeah.
You put out the newsletter, I guess. It was in the newsletter. Maybe
was it in the newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that, you think that boosted it 3,000? No.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, that's the number. You know. The server doesn't lie.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of exciting, I guess. Is that good?
It's very good. It's one of the highest scoring pieces. I have some pieces that month is for 61,000
downloads. What, is it got to be some sort of jokey thing or something?
No, no. It was a trailer for a movie about women boxers. Okay. Trailer seems to get like more interest or something.
Yeah. It's a sense. You know, you always wonder, you know, like that IFC thing, the Independent Film Channel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically like rigging the votes, right? I mean, if you go and look at the votes right now, I mean, it's still that stupid Japanese, you know, where this like yuppie Jewish kid has got like a young Japanese girlfriend who's like chopping up the sushi in his trailer. It's like some sort of stupid horror film, like, I mean, which is bullshit. If you look at the movie, the trailer, it's absolutely horrible. Amateurish and this and that. So what's happening is that some guys, they got a kid or someone who's hacking it, you know, setting up a robot that they get like a basically, you know, votes somehow. Either they got somebody who's working the basically, you know, signing up and doing emails and then
probably within their campus, you know, the university.
Yeah.
Tons of students there available.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. Or what I think is more suspicious, more to the point, is that it's like that is basically they have a they're basically promoting films they want on their site.
You know. He loves being.
So this is like, wait a minute, I gotta get out the camera now. I'm really talking to joke about what's the first spot camera. So this tall. Okay, that was one. Did Richard turn on it? Okay, guys. We got to get like a great view. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, that's good. I love that. I mean, since I figured out you got to clean the lens every once in a while. I mean, I was looking at this thing like, what's the matter, man? Like, is that real? What's going on? You're like, I realize, right? Yeah, well, it doesn't. This is the problem.
So, no, so
that's
on.
Great. So you're going to arborescence. That's very cool.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I mean, no, I know the people who are down there, actually.
Yeah. It's not between the tables.
So that's very
no.
Cool. Yeah. That was Argentinian food or something like that? Which is the perfect time to go. End of April, beginning of May is the perfect time to go.
It was beautiful.
To see him. John. John Klima. Had to be, right?
Okay, let me see.
Which is like,
and what happens is that we assume a narrative in our mind.
We're perceiving things very section stuff, very technical thing. We generate our own narrative.
Airport.
We create our mind.
That's what we're doing. We're the creator.
You didn't say I can hear anything.
They're by three.
Well, that was John Kiernan, like one.
Yeah,
so far. Did you bring us the joke about John Kiernan? So his only thing is he had, the front room is in his car, it's like,
these 60 seconds.
What I'm doing is doing the back.
My sample, in the back,
and going to dump them all down in the car, overlapping,
start like running on to those guys, right?
What happens is there's an overlap
The dating game. Everybody likes it. It's all about Everybody's gene pool is
so the joke was
nothing
that he was going to travel around and sell his work. I'm just like out of his
suitcase. That was like Daryl. Daryl stayed around. Yeah. Cute hipster girls.
It's not as good. Oh, this is modern.
And they figured out how to do it.
I'm going to say hi. Say hi. Like better than you. Do stuff with you.
And most of that event is just like over the hill. And when it's just like, and you do it to where it's just like, bam, your install's good, and then you got your books to sell from. You make your life easy.
You know, Rob, well, that's what makes sense. That's what I'm saying. Bobby is a creator of the thing. Lee is one of the guys who just had flat screen and ran. Okay, you guys stay here. I'll be right back.
Just send out deep fingers crossed.
Yes. Just
got an email from over there, so it's going to offer them like
that's a big
pain in the size. Now they're exceptionally includes our work.
They want to trade, basically.
They want to trade, but the equivalent of seven or eight is not even seven. But it's like stupid shit, like,
no, it's like East Village apartments.
Yeah, the hot name almost killing us.
It's
watch it. And the people kill themselves. Like on their website, it's like, oh, God, rest in peace, Jim. He was skiing, got cut, buried in an avalanche or something.
There is some discussion as well. Apparently, Stephen told me this. We were having a discussion last year in front of a White Cube Gallery. You know,
White Box.
She was saying that all the beheading videos, not all of them, but there was a large number of beheading videos in Iraq were fake. That they were being set up as propaganda videos, right? Which I thought was kind of interesting.
It's like with the CIA going and looking into it, it's like, that guy doesn't exist.
No, not only that, but they were saying that the CIA was setting up the videos.
To
boost up war fever and xenophobia and all this other stuff, you know?
They're going to get it. They're going to get it. I've been on these guys to be like Chicago Black Squad, you know, anarchists. I was an anarchist arts collective for like 5 years in Chicago. The old Reds and stuff like that. It's on all these lists still. I wish I never was on them, but I get like, these people just listen to guerrilla media. Like, when they're digging, like, they don't have anything else better to do. These blogs and stuff like that, they were writing these, they're writers, they're good writers, I'll read them, but it's like, and they always introduce
that. Well, they got that paranoia conspiracy theory thing as
well. They take it, but that's the problem with the anarchists and the communists, is they take it into their own, you read it and you're like, they're playing into the spectacle themselves and they're pushing anybody that's teeter-tottering away, going there to radical. Maybe it's taking a long time, right on top of this whole road, and the whole scandal thing. Indictments have been made quietly.
Sure.
And it wasn't about a half ago. They've got people staking out all these offices, just sitting there, watching just to see if the FBI go into certain buildings.